today has been an historic day for Indigenous Australians. The House of Representatives has passed an Act of Recognition for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders, preempting a future constitutional referendum. This happens on the fifth anniversary of former Prime Minister Kevin Rudd's apology. Lisa Burns reports.
In 1967, the people of Australia sought restitution and repair, but their work was incomplete. Today, a new generation dreams of finishing the job with the same idealism and the same means, not through protests or lawsuits, but by this Parliament summoning every Australian elector to a referendum, and there, in the sanctity of the polling booth, to inscribe their agreement to a successful constitutional amendment.
Prime Minister Julia Gillard. The long-anticipated Act of Recognition was finally passed in the lower house of federal parliament this morning, one step closer towards constitutional recognition for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples. Meanwhile, over in Adelaide, another milestone was being celebrated, the fifth anniversary of Kevin Rudd's national apology to the Stolen Generations. At a breakfast held this morning in front of politicians and members of the Stolen Generations, Kevin Rudd reflected on that memorable day 5 years ago.
It was a nervous few moments. It was one of those strange Canberra February mornings where the Canberra weather gods had already declared summer's over. And there was a bit of mist around. And as the Stolen Generations arrived at the ministerial forecourt, there was this terrible, terribly long pause. And there it began, and the tears flowed. 5 years later, the tears continued to flow.
For Stolen Generation member Christine Jack Doolan, she was fortunate enough to be sitting metres away from Mr Rudd when the apology was made.
I was probably this time of day sitting in Parliament, in the gallery, listening to the speech and or out in the foyer mixing with all the past Prime Ministers and, all the Stolen Generation people.
And how was that day for you?
Yeah, it was emotional. I think we were on a high that day, and I think we didn't really expect it, so it sort of took a while to sink in. It's still emotional. You still have to remember that things haven't changed for some people. There's a lot of people grieving still out there, still people out there who haven't mentioned their background, that they're Stolen Gen, and we still don't see any reparations as yet that we think people are entitled to.
And of course, last week in Parliament, we had Julia Gillard doing her Closing the Gap speech, and Kevin Rudd spoke today about the good things that have happened in education and that kind of thing. Do you think we're making progress?
I think what I'm seeing, well, university-wise, we're actually getting the Aboriginal education with programs talking about Aboriginal history now, teachers, up-and-coming teachers. So it's still slow. You still have schools that won't talk about Stolen Generation issues. There's still resistance, but as of, I guess, 5 years on, the whole community and country has to start realising it's a history that needs to be told.
Is there anything more the government should be doing, do you think?
Well, one of the things I gave in Parliament last year was a talk on reparations, and I think what they need is a healing centre. They need to have places for people to go to. They've got to stop integrating us into the mainstream. We can't go mainstream. We're separate from the community. We've still got our own issues. And you can talk about reconciliation, but really it's got to come from the white people. It's not always got to be about us reconciling. It should be, there should be people coming up to us and aware that there's obviously still improvements for health, like Kevin was saying about the closing the gap. I still see people with chronic illnesses, and even with Stolen Generation people, they got the worst chronic illnesses because of the fact they're still dealing with a lot of grief. And when you're grieving, you don't go to doctors or you have a lot of issues, so you tend to just mask it. So the government should start throwing a bit more money and putting the right people in, put Aboriginal people in to do the advising, because we are the experts at the end of the day on ourselves.
For Christine, today's anniversary was topped off by another milestone, the passing of the Act of Recognition through the lower house.
I think it's a good thing. I think it's about time, because people are still waiting for changes, and those sort of events are really highlighting the changes that are happening for our people that are positive.
And do you think it's more symbolic, or do you think it's just a political move?
But no, I've been to a couple of constitutional workshops and I still think there's going to be a lot of resistance to having it changed. I don't know too much about it, so I'm not a constitutional lawyer, but what I've heard is that to change some of the constitution may open the way for people to be recognised, because we are the first people of this country and it's a bit long to be recognised after 250 odd years of, you know, ancestors walking this land and us here now. And I think it's Australia's not that backward that they can't come up with an idea to change the constitution. I think people are smart enough nowadays to realise.